This is Harley Carnes, CBS News. It's four-pack time on KFGO with Mike McFeely and Paul Juergens.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's a story.
Where did you dredge this up from?
This thing called the internet.
And they have stuff like this on the internet.
It does, actually. Surprisingly enough.
They have a website called Old TV Show Theme Songs or something.com?
No, another website up on the internet called YouTube, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Go
Sweet.
Figure.
Sweet.
Yep.
Well, thank you for harking me back.
Yeah, good you're job. Stuck in old TV show land, so I figured this would work perfect for you since Alice just passed away.
At least I don't have red reading glasses that once belonged to a lady. I'm not wearing them in the KFGO studio right now, like my partner in crime here, Paul Juergens, KFGO's news director.
I forgot the pair that I obtained from Bonnie Amistadi's husband.
The ones you stole from Dwayne?
No. She gave them to me because they weren't strong enough. So these have been laying around the house. I don't know. I don't know who I look like wearing these. I suppose I could do a selfie.
You could do it. Here, put them on. I'll take a picture, and we'll ask the people out in social media land, who does Paul Juergens look like with these with these glasses on?
Okay. I'm just looking at your picture from Friday night, Saturday morning that you sent me.
Oh, my growler picture?
Your growler.
Look at that growler. See, I put that sent you a growler picture.
Yes. From the Junkyard Brewing Company in Moorhead, Minnesota. Half gallon, 64 fluid ounces.
Was it a blurry picture?
Now, did Favre get in trouble for texting his pictures of his growler to his friends?
No, that was different. Something different. What? That was completely different.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I got that at 7:31 on Saturday morning. You either just got up or you just got home.
Well, no, neither. Neither. You texted me the night before and
I did.
And said, how is your growler?
And you said, delicious. And it took you 11 hours to get back to me.
I'm now Foster Brooks, apparently.
What are you doing up at 7:30? Were you golfing on Saturday? What?
No, let's see. What? Oh, I get up early at 6:30 on Saturday.
I texted you at 7:33.
Yeah.
Back.
Yep.
And there's a typo in mine. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
See the response? See, I didn't have these red glasses on.
You've been drinking all bite?
I didn't have these.
No, I have been drinking all night.
No, bite, B-I-G-H-T.
I've been drinking all night.
When you get to be my age.
With your pretty red glasses.
My glasses. And the text on these phones is just, it should be much larger.
I do apologize to you for my condition, but before you condemn me too much, I want to say in all fairness... to myself, I feel I must say that I have a very good reason for being loaded. I've been drinking all day.
Nothing like good old 50s and 60s humor on the Mike McFeely Show. 70s TV shows and 50s and 60s stand-up comics. We love it. 4 o'clock, 4-pack, top 4 talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show with Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. Number 4, Juergy, this makes my blood boil.
Yes, I bet.
Dateline Bismarck, North Dakota. Bismarck police say someone stole a statue of a little girl holding balloons from Bismarck Parks and Recreation.
Broke it right off at the base plate.
Yep. Sergeant Mark Bushina said employees of the Parks Department reported the bronze statue was taken sometime over Memorial Day weekend.
About 6 foot tall, and I saw a photo of the statue that Sergeant Bushina had sent us, and I don't know what you'd do with it. It's a little girl with balloons.
I can only imagine.
Well, where would you put it? I mean,
foyer?
I just don't know why you would take something like that. I'm sure it was heavy.
Well, it's a 6 foot tall bronze statue.
Yes.
Is it like solid bronze or is it hollow bronze?
I don't know. I would think it's heavy.
Got to be heavy.
I don't know. But it's missing, and the police and Bismarck Parks would like it back.
Is there a reward?
Haven't seen it yet.
Website out there? Save the bronze statue girl?
I think we had a photo on our website over the weekend if anybody spots it.
Is it just a little, I didn't see it. Is it just a little girl holding up a thing of balloons?
Balloons, like they have helium in them. They're obviously they don't. They're part of the statue. I don't know
it's
who.
Kind of sad.
It is. I don't know who, how it ended up there, but what the history is. But they're looking for it, and we're still looking for the box-headed burglar in Bismarck. Remember that one?
Whatever happened to the box-headed burglar? Was it a banana box or an apple box?
I'm not sure. It might have been peaches. It was a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Broke into a business, and the person had a box on their head with holes so they could see. And they haven't solved that either.
Unsolved mysteries.
In Bismarck.
We need to get Bill Curtis on this. He'll solve these mysteries in Bismarck. That's too quiet of a ding. Let's try it again. Turn up the ding. Give it a shot. There you go. Ooh, we're getting complaints there.
That's okay.
Number three on the four-pack jerky. Boy, Sioux Falls is cracking down. They are cracking down. They are sick and tired of people, namely dog owners, not doing a better job of cleaning up after their pets. So they are going to have a campaign, and they are going to spend $11,500 for billboards, radio spots, and other messaging to explain the perils of pet waste.
$11,500, kind of a public service campaign.
Yes, on the perils of pet waste.
It's not what you wrote here. But
I can't say that on the air.
You could. You could. We don't need to. People get the message. Is that a wise investment if you were a taxpayer in Sioux Falls? Spend 11 grand on a campaign to tell people what they should know?
We just have a little sign up in our neighborhood that says, please clean up your dog's waste because it carries diseases.
Is that...
Probably cost $13.50.
Has it been successful?
Yes, I think it has been.
Okay, maybe they ought to try that. Maybe you ought to call the city administrator in Sioux Falls and say, here's what we're doing in Oakport Township.
You got his number?
I don't have any idea who it is. The mayor's Dave Huther, I believe.
Huther?
I believe so.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm sure they've studied it. There's a problem. They're going to spend some money.
Sioux Falls officials say that people ought to know better than to leave dog waste unattended.
They should.
Yeah, because it's gross, for one thing.
Well, in my neighborhood, people are very good. I have a lot of dogs go by my house. And the people that walk their dogs by my house see my dogs, and my dogs are somewhat rambunctious when they see other dogs.
Undisciplined.
Excited. Very excited to see people and dogs.
Loose cannons.
And they'll bark once or twice. And but people, I see people with their little...
They usually have scoopers?
They have a bag, usually. They have a little bag or two, and then they'll pick up after themselves. And I live on, like I say, a lot of dogs go by on the sidewalk, and I rarely find any trace of those dogs.
Good.
So
we have a new neighbor, by the way.
We do.
With a new dog. We do.
Oh.
In our neighborhood. Because people have been selling their houses like hotcakes around me, because apparently they don't like me. But now somebody's moved in. They have a big black lab. Rudy made friends last night.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Hatter.
Female
black
nice.
Lab,
that's
short
nice.
For hat trick.
That's nice.
I detected they were hockey fans when they told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, confirm that.
If Hatter and Rudy, you know.
What do you mean?
You know. Have they met?
What does that hand gesture mean?
Nothing. I talk with my hands sometimes. I'm just wondering if they have gone out.
Have they gone out?
I suppose it's
No, they
it's
have
early.
Not.
It's early for that.
Rudy...
Oh.
Not a lot happening for the Roods anymore.
I see. I got it. Okay.
There's procedures.
Yeah. Okay. So probably not.
Did you ding me?
Yes, he did. Yes. Oh, Rudy. Huh.
What did I say the dog's name was?
Hatter.
Oh, it's Hattie. Not Hatter.
Hattie.
My wife just texted me. I thought the dog's name was Hattie. Yes, Hattie. Like, you know,
Zach
Parise scored a Hattie.
Sure.
Short for hat trick.
Okay. All right. Well, that should be exciting.
Another dog across the
Not
street.
Not for Rudy, but...
Rudy's fine. Another dog across the street. Little puppy across the street. Hmm? Yeah. Bella.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Don't know. Bella.
And they belong to either Jim or Bob
sure.
or Tony. I'm not
Jones,
sure.
Smith, Nelson, something like
no
that.
No wonder people are moving out of my neighborhood.
We're very close to our neighbors.
Number two, Jerky. You may have heard the theme song from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yes.
Alice, the housekeeper, real name Al M. Ann Davis.
Real
name Ann B. Davis.
Yes.
She's passed away.
She never missed it.
Fell and hit her head.
Yep. And then she...
She's 88 years old.
Some complications there. And I don't know how many years she was on the show. What did it run? 6, 7 years?
5 years.
Five. Seemed longer.
69 to 74.
It seemed
been
like
in syndication forever.
Yes, yes. And I, you know, Alice was just, she was more than a housekeeper.
Well, she really was.
She's a mediator. She was. I mean, she was the cop, the traffic cop, and she was everything to the Bradys.
She was more than a housekeeper.
What was her boyfriend's name? The Butcher.
Gus?
No.
He was the Sam. Sam the Butcher. That's right. Alice had a boyfriend. I forgot about that. Lucky
Sam.
Old Sam.
Yeah. And I didn't know this, but after she left the show, she'd joined some religious organization.
Yes.
I don't know if it was in California. And she had, you know, she was an actress, an accomplished actress, long before the Brady Bunch. She has had a Walk of Fame star, I think, since the 60s, early 60s.
Yes, because she's on a sitcom or a TV show long before that.
So, yeah, she was, I mean, everybody wanted an Alice. In your house? You had a maid, didn't you, when you were growing up?
You know, we didn't.
And you didn't?
We were kind of jealous of the Bradys.
What?
Because they lived in this cool California house. And there's actually a house that looks like the Brady house in Fargo. If you go along, what's the street when you're going past Island Park and Prairie St. John's there?
Okay.
As you come over that hill headed south, over on the right side of the street, there's a very 60s modernish looking house back there. Hmm. And I've often commented, that looks just like the Brady house.
I've never noticed it. I'll take a look.
Take a look next
time.
Yeah,
they do have nice cars and convertibles and the dog. AstroTurf
in the backyard.
Yes, that was very nice.
Marsh got hit in the face with a football.
Yes, but just the perfect family. And Alice played her role well, and so we'll miss Alice.
What? Alice was much more than a housekeeper.
She was. Got Mike and Carol in line. Had to clean up after the dog.
Sam coming back for more.
The clean up after the dog.
Yeah, yep.
Didn't spend $11,500.
No.
Alice did it.
Well, they're probably paying Alice $11,500 a year back in those days.
She had a little bed in the house.
Did she?
Yeah.
Where did Alice stay?
She stayed.
Huh.
Yep.
Where did Sam stay?
The butcher shop.
Number one, West Fargo softball has
yes.
won its 17th consecutive state title, Jerky. 17 straight state championships for the West Fargo Packers. Thank you, Jerky. Hey, you have a great Monday.
that's good, Mike.
Yeah,
that's,
I don't know what else to
that's
say.
That's quite a run.
They defeated Minot Ryan 10-1.
And they're Packers, of course.
Woo, they're the West Fargo Packers.
I saw.
How do you win 17 straight state titles?
I think they're pretty good. Solid coaching. Solid hitting. They can place their pitch.
They can.
Alice
used to pitch in the backyard to Bobby.
She
remember
did.
That episode?
They never won 17
no.
consecutive titles. So
they didn't do anything.
I know you follow high school softball, and that's a...
I really don't. I thought it was quite an accomplishment for the Packers.
It is, and I said that. I agree with you. It is. You were old sports writer. You were on that beat, weren't you? When they probably
you know,
the
I never
first
covered a slow pitch first, or a fast pitch softball.
Probably
game.
The first title. You were there.
I was not. I
17
never,
years ago.
Never covered a fast pitch softball title.
And I'm sure
she
that
was
it was.
Why I was never a sports
I'm sure
writer.
That number one, you know, when they first one out of the chute, they never figured, you know, 17 years, we'll be here again with a trophy. So good for
them. You know that I never won the Sports Writer of the Year award in North Dakota?
You didn't?
I never did.
Did you enter?
I'm not sure. They picked it. Jeff Kolpak and I have never won the Sports Writer of the
really?
Year award. Yeah, everybody, they handed out like candy to all these sports writers in Grand Forks and Bismarck.
Huh.
Jeff Kolpak never won it. I never won it.
Oh, huh. Really?
Yeah.
I'll bet Ed Kolpak won it.
Oh, many times. Dave Kolpak, the associate.
He won it?
Oh, jeez. He owned it in the
really?
90s.
Really?
Yes.
And what's old Abe out west?
Oh, Abe. Abe won about 10 of them.
Hmm. Well,
yeah.
I guess you're not gonna win it now.
Guess not. Just thought I'd get that out there. Thanks, Jerky. Appreciate that. Go say hi to Sam for me. 237-5948 800-880-5346. Those are the phone numbers on the Mike McFeely Show. Or you could text us.